And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is maintaining your sovereignty. What is your sovereignty? It is who you are, the wholeness of who you are, your nature, the divine inspiration that brought you forward. This is God expressed through you, your uniqueness. There is no other God expression like you, just like you. Your sovereignty is essential in this lifetime. In every lifetime, we see on earth how human beings allow their sovereignty to be minimized. This happens when you go outside of yourself and ask for others' opinions and bow to others' formats and rules and regulations and authority. We are not saying to be disobedient to the laws of the land, but dear ones, your sovereignty, your integrity is most important to you and to doing what you came here to do. So your sovereignty is when you are at the center of your being and listening to God and to your spirit and following God and your spirit, regardless of the impulses or input from the outside. Human beings want to be loved. The ego is driving this personal love need, wanting to feel part of the tribe, the neighborhood, the community, the political choice, the book clubs, all of these outside structures have their own demands and rules and regulations to abide by. Are you listening more to that which is coming from the outside than that which is guiding you from within? When you listen to the within, which is God and your spirit, your sovereignty is protected, cherished. We understand that the ego driven need to be loved personally is a big one. And this is what would call you off of the center of your being and cause you to lean outside of your sovereignty and to listen to others and then to act on what others are guiding you to do. The only guidance that is your true guidance is from God, that which created you, that which loves you beyond what you can't even imagine personally. This love is 24/7, and it is uplifting and guiding and guarding and protecting you every step of the way at every level of your being. So this is your sovereignty. When you are at the center of your being, you are fully sovereign. When you are listening to God and to your spirit, which is an aspect of God, you are fully sovereign in that moment. It is your choice to stay at the center of your being, or to listen to your ego, your human mind, which is coming from fear, which causes you to step out of your sovereignty and into often chaos and confusion and fear, because this is the atmosphere of the world right now. And it is most important for you to regard this and to experience when you are at the center of your being and the completeness of this. And then when you are listening to the world and to the thought forms of the world and to all of the groups and individuals in your life that have their own agendas, their own stuff, we shall say, and there you are. Which is your choice? Your evolution depends on staying at the center of your being and maintaining your sovereignty. It may feel like a tug of war, but your true design is sovereign, completely sovereign at every level of your being, in every situation, with every individual. We say here also that maintaining your sovereignty does not put you in isolation. Some of you believe that this is an isolation box, staying within your sovereignty. This is not correct. Your sovereignty extends and expands out to the point that is God-guided, Spirit guided. It does not keep you from any experience in life. It is your sovereignty, your protection. It allows you also to experience more, actually, from the center of your being. From this center, you have full perspective and inspiration and wisdom and knowingness. Do not allow your mind to try to figure this out, actually, because it will put images in your mind that are limiting. That's what it does. It limits. This is your ego mind. It limits out of fear. Out of its fear. And often it is fear of the unknown. And what we speak of today is outside of what it knows. So allow God to guide this process. And this week we ask you to be very observing of when you are at the center of your being and fully sovereign, and when you are outside of the center of your being and being washed back and forth, confused, fearful, feeling that you are not protected. This is your assignment this week, and it is filled with great learning for you. So we ask you to do this homework, and we know and see that the abiding goodness will arrive for you, within you, at every level of your being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.